first communicator, Leslie Finn's guide Mickey. Second communicator, Stephen Ward.
This sound was recorded on January 4th, 1954, medium Leslie Finn.
Happy New Year!
Oh, Happy New Year, darling.
Not the much odds, does it?
No odds at all.
It's no such thing, really. I mean, after all the time and time, ain't it? What's the difference between the 31st of December and the 1st of January? That make no odds, does it? The sun keeps on revolving and the earth and all the rest of it. Time is only an illusion.
That's right. We've got to have it, darling. Hope. Full of hope.
Yes, everybody hopes the new year will be better than the last one, even if the last one was a good one. People are always looking forward, never being content with the moment.
You're quite right, darling.
They're either looking back on the past or looking forward into the future and sort of getting irritable with the present.
Well,
it's all part of the same, ain't it?
Yes.
Today you're the product of what you were yesterday, and what you're going to be tomorrow depends on what you are today as well. I mean, it's all general evolution.
I think the wisest people are those who just live for the present.
I think so too, and make the most of it,
yes,
and try to do the best they can in it and with it.
That's right.
And let the future take care of itself. After all, you're moulding the future by your standards of living and thinking today, ain't you?
Yes, that's right.
And yet people are always moaning about the future, and when it comes, they're dissatisfied with it, but they're the creators of it.
I suppose you must be hearing a lot of that now.
Get fed up with it. People say, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen next week? Am I going to get this? Am I going to do that? They're full of what they think they might have and might not have, or what they want or what they don't want, you know?
Oh.
Everybody's after something, and when they get it, they're not satisfied. Quite often they'd rather be without it if they had it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what they want.
The more they have, the more they want.
Yeah, and it's so stupid, because whatever they have, it can't last long, can it?
No, of course.
How can you imagine? You can have the most beautiful sort of dress, or the most beautiful house, or the most beautiful set of diamonds. Well, what good's that? It's only temporary, ain't it? Sooner or later, either it leaves you, or you leave it.
Quite
right. There's only one thing you can't escape from: yourself. So you might as well make yourself as nice a person as possible so you can live happy with yourself.
Yes, that's true.
Most people are miserable because they're fed up with themselves.
Who are you hinting at, me?
No, not you. You're not fed up, are you?
No.
You may be fed up with people, but you're not fed up with yourself, I hope.
No, I'm not fed up.
You get annoyed with yourself, but that's natural, because as you get older, the body lets you down.
That's quite right.
It
makes one very irritable. The
thing
that you can't do the
things
that you have done.
Yes, and then when you look back, you think to yourself the things you might have done when you had the opportunity. Never mind. Life is a complex business. That's because people themselves are complex.
Yes.
Instead of being simple in fundamental things, they're sort of all complicated. If they're not already complicated, they start complicating things because they're fed up with being uncomplicated.
Hurrah, hear, hear, Vicky.
Nobody knows what they want. And nobody knows what they're going to get, do they? And half the people that have had it don't know whether they've had it or not.
You're a wise boy.
Well, people who have had good happy times have regrets because they ain't got them now, and yet they'd be miserable if they hadn't had them. So where are you?
Right.
No one seems satisfied. The world is full of delusion, illusion, and I don't know what.
Can't some master hand get hold of the world and do something about it?
Oh, yes, it's been going on for thousands of years. Instead of getting better, it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of what the people say and the religions and the West don't rest on it.
Oh, no, it's all about religion, I
hesitate. Well, I'm afraid religions often complicate things. There's more hatred and bitterness between religions than anything else. Religions and politics.
That's true. I wish the world could get on without politics.
I wish it could too. But it's a funny thing, you can't get peace and happiness and sort of goodwill even among families or friends, let alone among nations.
Yeah.
There'll always be trouble between people while people remain the same as they are. And until they get a spiritual basis on which to live their lives in a sensible way, then there'll always be trouble.
There's so many trillions of people in the world. How is it
going to
be possible?
Not in your lifetime, mate. And there won't be an old Flint.
Not so much of the old.
Oh, I suppose I should wish you happy new year, shouldn't I?
Well, you can do if you feel like it.
Well, I might as well be in the, you know, happy new year and done with it.
Oh, thank you. Can't wish you one, can I?
That was sweet,
Dad. Well, I suppose you'd be miserable if I didn't.
Oh, I don't know. I don't believe in New Year's and Old Year's, really.
Well, what do you like New Year's party for, then?
Well, because it's expected of one, I suppose.
Poor Marmot. He started it, and now everybody asks about his party.
Well, they've got to go somewhere, ain't they? Nobody else bothers to ask them.
He's upset people around
us. I think he's curious more than anything else.
What do you mean curious?
Curious to see how they all get on together.
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, Nicky, you hit it on the head.
No, I like people, in spite of all the things that irritate me. Besides, it gives them a chance to tell them off when they come.
In other words, making the best of an opportunity to get away from your lot. Get away.
You can't see us at all.
Well, I did for a very short time, but it was short, believe me.
I don't blame you,
yet. After all, I spend I don't know how long helping out and coming back and doing jobs like that. Yeah. I'm glad to get away from here.
Yeah.
When I get an opportunity, I'll take it. Leave you to your own devices. One day I'll come and talk real sensible.
Oh, I think you do quite often in your joking way.
Oh, yes, in your jokes and a lot of sense in it.
Oh, thank
Happy
you.
Happy New
Year, Stephen. Might as well be in the swim of
the
rest. What? I say, I might as well be in the swim.
Yes.
Happy New Year, all round. Let's hope it is a Happy New Year, but I doubt it.
We always say
that. I don't see now how there can be such a thing as a Happy New Year in your world.
Mm-hmm.
The more one sees of your world now from this side, the more I realize how pretty grim it is. Yes. I realize now only too well why one must snap at every moment of happiness that one can, because it's all so fleeting.
Oh, I think the world is getting worse as every year comes along.
Well, I think that generally speaking, people are getting worse. They're becoming much more self-centered, much more inclined to ignore the other man, and as long as they're all right, pull that up, Jack,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
Frankly, I'm jolly glad to be out of it.
I'm sure you are, Stephen.
I wasn't at first, of course. I was resentful, although I was responsible for what happened. But nevertheless, I'm not sorry now.
No, I shouldn't think you would be. You must be very happy now.
I see life in such a different light. I realize it great possibilities, and I realize the utter failure that we all seem to make of it. Even when we have wonderful opportunities, there are very few of us ever take them to full advantage and probably do the things that we could so well do, which really, frankly, I can see now in my own life. In retrospect, I realize that in some senses I did some good, but in regard to my healing particularly, but I realize that I wasted a lot of my time on trivialities, and perhaps I shouldn't say this, on trivial people, but then again, I think that one has got to realize that if one is to live a life at all, one must to some extent give oneself to others.
Yes.
You can't live to yourself, but the thing is to know how to give yourself and in what sense, and how to go about it. And I think we all make the mistake of not realizing what are the real things that matter. I realize now that I was running after things which were so insubstantial.
Yes.
I think we all do. I think we can't get away from that in a sense. When we're on earth and we're young, particularly, we run after the insubstantial things, the things of the moment, the things that attract us. I suppose it's like a man running around with a butterfly net trying to catch a beautiful butterfly. When it's caught, what's the point?
Yes.
It's much better to let the poor thing go free.
Yes.
And enjoy it in flight and the beauty of the summer's day rather than try and catch it and pin it in a cabinet. We're all trying to pinch something from somebody else. We're all trying to do something which, in the very achieving of it, brings us no real happiness at all. Only brings misery.
Mm.
It's a difficult thing to know how to live. I still feel that I didn't live, in a sense. I suppose it's stupid in a way, and yet so many people I've spoken to, I suppose we all sort of had this regret that we might have done so much more with our lives.
Yes. I think most people think that way, Stephen.
And it's not until probably we get much older that we begin to see the wisdom of things, and then somehow perhaps it is that we've grown so old that we're quite content to sit in front of the fire with a good book and do very little else.
That's my stage of life now.
I know, but in a sense, even that, well, I don't say it's wrong, but I think that we should open our hearts and our minds to people more than perhaps we do. I think that sometimes we quite unconsciously miss opportunities, even when we're old, of doing things that are really valuable. We can give, I know it's not always accepted, but we can give good counsel and advice and help to people by experience, our own experience, to those who are on the threshold of life. I think that old age, in a sense, apart from sickness and illness, which I can see no compensation in at all, but there are compensations of another kind. Well, through our own mistakes and the things that we might have done and didn't do, in other words, our living, we can look back and we can see from that an object lesson which, if we like, we can help those who will listen and help those who are prepared to be helped. But even that, I suppose, is bittersweet, because often when you desperately want to do something and help someone, you find that either they won't accept your advice or what you're offering to give them, or if they do, it's merely on the surface, and they're going to do exactly what they think they should do anyway.
Yeah,
and if you try to tell them about truth as you know it, then they may accept it on the surface, but don't really accept it very deeply. It doesn't really have much effect on them.
Oh.
I think, in a way, I'm rather glad I didn't grow to be old, and yet in the same sense, I rather wish I had. I suppose really it's a stupid thing to think like that. I suppose it is that even over here, although I've had a great deal of new experience and I've found a great deal of